Part 7. Where the project stands, its honest limits and its road ahead, Section 10 of the paper, and its conclusion. Current state of the system. Measured directly against the life system on September 6 and 7, 2026, the state is this. The corpus holds more than 96,000 concepts, more than 1.2 million word forms, more than 1.6 million recorded word meanings, and more than 171,000 typed connections between meanings. In the six live languages, the counts reproduced identically on both measurement dates. The ranking views hold about 94,500 rows for the sky, about 218,000 for the per-language rankings, and about 338,000 for the baked words view. That last figure is recorded at creation, because a live recount was denied to the standard database role. It is, honestly, not yet re-verified. The performance speaks for the design. The default sky answers in about a quarter of a second when warm, meaning the data is already in memory. Before the ranking views existed, the same question took about 8.5 seconds. The deep query, 1,000 stars with their words attached, answers in about 1 second, where it once took more than a minute. Path searches answer in milliseconds. Ordinary search answers in about half a second warm, and about 10 seconds cold, when the spinning disk must read everything afresh. The interface is live, with every instrument verified by all 23 automatic browser checks. And the English coverage repair, the uncapped re-import, the relations, the integration, the view refresh, and the end-to-end verification was launched on the morning of September 7, 2026, and ran to completion the same day. Its acceptance gate passed, the chain's own report, and a rerun of the verification script, record the concept-linked English cat senses on the feline concept together with its multilingual members, with the postfix corpus totals written to the same report. Governance is in place, the donation channel is live but deliberately dormant, the code base is backed up daily, and the knowledge base is current. What is honestly not known, and what is unresolved? The studio's conventions require the paper to say plainly what it could not verify, and to record contradictions between sources. These are the important ones, and this recording keeps them all. First, the Core 6 discrepancy. The author's personal language set, recorded in August 2026, is Spanish, English, Japanese, French, Italian, and Portuguese. The live database's six languages are English, Spanish, French, German, Portuguese, and Japanese. German replaced Italian, with no surviving written explanation. The Italian row and datasets were registered earlier, but the live table holds German. And recall the engineering specifications tiers, which included Mandarin and Italian but not German, three different published language sets, in 3 months. The reason for the change is not yet verified. Second, corpus count drift within a single day. A technical dossier written on September 6 reports about 1.15 million word forms. Direct measurement of the database the same evening reports about 1.24 million, and the session log from that same evening carries a third, in-between figure, consistent with imports still landing through the day. The per-language sums line up with the direct count, so the dossier's numbers appear to come from a different moment or filter. The discrepancy is unexplained in the records. The paper quotes the direct measurements, with their date. Third, the hardware records conflict. The machine hosting the live system in September 2026 was captured directly for this paper. The Asus laptop with the Pentium N3540, Bay Trail Silicon from 2014, 8 GB of memory. The written record is Messier, notes describe the box as an Atom Bay Trail chip and as the Pentium, the same silicon generation under. Two marketing names, which is an interpretation. But earlier 2026 records reference a different machine entirely, a newer Intel Jasper Lake chip, with 12 GB of memory in January, and, in a mid-2026 memory file, a Jasper Lake chip with 4. Jasper Lake is not Bay Trail Silicon. So the records describe either two different machines over the year, or assistants mislabeling the hardware. The surviving evidence cannot decide which, and the point is flagged rather than smoothed over. Fourth, the data quality warnings from the September audit. The corpus contains about 179,000 pairs of duplicated dictionary form entries, about 125,000 word forms with no recorded meaning, about a third of definitions empty, and, at the time of the audit, before the English repair, nearly three-quarters of recorded meanings not yet linked to a shared concept. The same audit found that referential integrity held throughout. The sums were exact, with zero dangling rows. That last point matters. The nearly three-quarters figure describes meanings not yet linked to a concept, the designed, visible orphan state, not broken references. It is an honest distinction the project deliberately keeps visible while alignment work continues. Fifth, what is unmeasured or pending? Performance on hardware other than the potato has never been measured. The project has no public users yet, so there are no real usage metrics. The studio's legal structure is not documented in the records. And three modeling questions stay open: how to handle the two Koreas under one language code, the scarcity of Cantonese data, and the licensing review of the Taiwanese WordNet. These are not hidden, they are on the table. The road ahead. The roadmap, approved in late August 2026, is the mature form of the June manuscript's seven graphs: phonetics and phonology, morphology, imported, syntax, imported, semantics, imported, lexicography, imported, corpora, imported and queued, discourse, etymology, and the correspondence and usage layers, plus, eventually, a public web interface for everyone. In the near term, the documented plans are these. The next languages planned for the schema are Mandarin, Cantonese, Korean, and Vietnamese, and their schedule depends on a data availability survey that is honest about the open data landscape. For Mandarin, a WordNet source holds about 19,000 rows and a grammar corpus about 123,000 tokens. For Korean, about 9,000 WordNet rows, for Vietnamese, about 5,500. And for Cantonese, about 500 WordNet rows and a small grammar corpus of about 14,000 tokens, the scarce one, with no large WordNet and little grammar data, while the Taiwanese WordNet licenses remain under review. No dataset from this family has been imported as of the draft. The timing is an open decision pending that review. A second set of interface panes, research tools for the WordLens and for climbing lineage, were designed and approved in early September and queued behind the instrument build. And the publication moves forward. This paper is a preliminary AI-generated draft. The human-authored publication is in development. The long-term goal is unchanged, the schema's promise of languages without end. The donation pitch says it plainly: Lingua Mundi starts with six languages, and is built to add them indefinitely. Conclusion. What began on December 3, 2025, as a request for free dictionary files is now a running, queryable, six-language map of meaning, built on open data by one person with free tools and a 2014 laptop. The ideas that carried it are not new, but they are true: that meaning is the natural unit of multilingual data, that alignment must be explicit and labeled, never silently guessed, that expensive computation should be baked once and read many times, that a budget constraint is a design tool, and that every claim in a database or a paper should carry its source and its date. And the project demonstrates that one person can act on all of them. Its most valuable artifact may not be the database at all, but the demonstration that a solo researcher can build honest infrastructure in public, measuring what he measures, dating what he dates, showing his orphans, and keeping his word. One star, six languages, and the whole sky still ahead. That is the end of the paper's main text. The closing words follow in the final part.